Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
Welcome, it's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. So, let's pick up where we left off last week, part two of my interview with Paul Field from the Field Brothers and their great album, 1964.
I've long said rock and roll and country, like left and right tracks, the same train is running on. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, from Hank Williams, it's not a stretch to Bill Haley.
No, not at all.
And the rest follows, really. You know, move it on over. You know, come in last night about half past eight. You know, that kind of stuff. It's rock and roll, really. And it's just with a few different instruments. And so, yeah, they're clearly, you know, the greatest rock and rollers, from Creedence to Elvis and others, have absolutely got that country basis. You know, you go to Memphis at Sun Studios and the music was made there. Roy Orbison, Johnny Cash, Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis. Man, oh, man, they were the originators of rock and roll, but they're also, their huge foundation stones are in country music.
Well, and I think it's interesting that we talk about this now, because there is a lot of talk about country having once upon a time it was country and western, and then it had that stigma. And now country's cool thanks to, many reasons, including all of the work that's being done in Nashville. There's a lot of talk about there's too many subgenres of country and what's country and what isn't. But, you know, I think the old philosophy of good music is good music.
Yeah.
And the old concept that country, like rock and roll, is just an honest form of music.
Yeah.
That enables you to connect a lot better than what you would with some of the more modern popular music that comes out now. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you, and that's why I think it's hard to define a lot of those, you know, genres and what is country and what's not. But you know, it's very organic and you know, made with real instruments, and as I said, can be stripped down to an acoustic guitar, as most good music can. As you know, the spectrum can go from, you know, Emmylou Harris and Steve Earle to, you know, to here in Australia, you know, Casey Chambers, to all sorts of artists that are quite different in what they do, but clearly identifiable as country. But you know, the common thing with all those artists is, you know, put them in a room with an acoustic guitar, they can engage you, you know, on an emotional level and a musical level, and it's real. It's real.
You also roped in Corky as well.
Yes.
I reckon that would have been fun.
It was fantastic. I first met Corky, Diana, at the Slim Dusty Foundation dinner, actually. And as I said, we worked with Slim many years ago, so we went to that, and that's where I was introduced to her. And real bubbly girl, as you know, and beautiful voice. So
wicked sense of humour too.
Oh yeah,
which I think is tops. I reckon she's a great chick. Well, it is an absolutely amazing album, The Field Brothers, 1964. If you're a fan of great Aussie music, if you're a fan of country music, if you remember the Cockroaches, even if you don't remember the Cockroaches, you've got to get your hands on this album. It is absolutely brilliant. We Don't Talk About Love. It's a gorgeous duet with the Field Brothers and, of course, the wonderful Diana Corcoran. Thank you so much, Paul.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Talk about the sound of rain.
Or a newborn babe.
About the day's parade.
The day's light and shade.
Sweet summer shower.
A pretty red flower.
We don't talk about love. We talk about the news at night.
Or the taste of wine.
Talk about a Sunday drive.
As day fades tonight.
Talk about the world.
Don't talk about love.
another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
Aside from a better night's sleep for both you and your partner, there are so many other benefits to treating your snoring. For example, did you know that snoring makes you produce excess cortisol, which slows your metabolism? So if you snore for a prolonged period, you may find you gain weight easily. Snoring is also a sign your body is getting a little less oxygen, and reduced oxygen in blood can contribute to arterial plaque buildup. These are just a couple of reasons why it's a good idea to try a mandibular splint from Instantly Stop Snoring. 1-800-991-259.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can check out our huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring, with your feedback always welcome. Head there now. Behindthewheel.com.au.